This episode is sponsored by
the Law Office of Abebe & Associates that helps U.S. citizens and green card holders solve their immigration law issues and facilitates ways for non-citizens to legally immigrate to the U.S.
Welcome to Your Expat Expert Podcast, where we provide expatriate services to individuals and companies moving abroad in an educational environment with an informative voice, helping you feel confident and, more importantly, prepared. As you prepare to take this journey to study, work, volunteer, or retire abroad, subscribe to Your Expat Expert Podcast to minimize the nobody told me or I didn't know moments. Now let's begin with a smoother transition. Today on the show, we have Omega Tennant, personal coach, multilingual instructor, and cross-cultural specialist with Omega Mind LLC. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tiffany. I'm happy to be here.
So why don't you tell us about your company and services?
Yeah, certainly. Omega Mind LLC is designed for individuals and companies that are looking to really expand their minds, develop tools and skills in order to improve their businesses as well as them as individuals, particularly going overseas with foreign language instruction and cross-cultural training, but also for people who are staying here locally in the United States that are just looking to better develop their own businesses, their side businesses, or just their careers themselves.
Okay. And your background is amazing. You've studied abroad in Beijing. You also served as a study abroad advisor at Vanderbilt University. And the one thing that's very impressive is the fact that you speak five languages. So tell us, when did you become passionate about international travel?
I think the passion was first planted back in 2008 when I went on a service trip to Huancayo, Peru. So not too far from Cusco, which most people know of with Machu Picchu. But okay. In Huancayo, I had studied Spanish for about 2 years in school. I'm sure a story that many listeners can relate to. If not going to Peru, I'll be able to maneuver through the society, make so many friends, and it'll be great.
Right.
And eventually that was the case, but the first few days were challenging and really facing then those language barriers and the differences in culture was a challenge for myself as well as the other 9 people that I went with. But through the rest of the week and interacting with the Peruvians and the children, we did kids clubs for the children, then I realized the true joy and energy that comes from pressing through those uncomfortable moments to really connect with someone who initially appears different from you. So, of course, that as you mentioned, since that time in 2008, I have been then just going nonstop with learning about additional cultures, traveling to more places in South America, Africa, Asia, and I'm still open to any other new destination just to feel that same discomfort and enjoy from overcoming it.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break, but before we take a break, how can we contact you?
The best way to contact me is through my website, so omegamindonline.com, or on Instagram at omega_on_your_mind, so omega on your mind, okay. Or via email, which can also then be found and listed on my website.
Okay, so we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
I'm Omega, and I offer services with you in mind. Whether you're a business professional, entrepreneur, expat, student, or just looking to learn, I customize services to fit your particular needs. Yes, really, you. Find out more about my foreign language, cross-cultural, and business services at OmegaMindOnline.com, opening your mind to a world of possibilities.
We're back with Omega Tennant with Omega Mind LLC. So the next question that I have is, what has the impact of language proficiency been on your experience abroad, your experiences abroad?
Language proficiency, so that might even tap back to that discomfort that I was discussing previously. So language proficiency has been both the source of that discomfort with overseas, as well as an aid in assuaging that discomfort. So in Peru, for example, then as new Spanish words were being thrown at me, that it made me uneasy at first with not completely understanding what they were saying. Even then going to a different example in a location where I hadn't studied the language. So when I was in Zanzibar with Swahili, it was completely new to me. So initially it's that discomfort of, I need someone to assist if I am to survive in this location, in order to get around for everything, you know, and I hadn't felt that way ever before. I mean, maybe as an infant, but then as I began to realize, in order to be able to maneuver in these new locations more independently and really connect with the people, then I need to learn the language. And mind you, you know, with some of them, then it wasn't fluency. It was really just, you know, studying word by word. I realized that the people in those places, so Zanzibar and Kenya and China, as in I would ask them, okay, what does that mean? Maybe draw out a picture, practice speaking your language with me. Mm-hmm. That even in those moments, that I could see the difference in their reception of me. You know, it's like this person really wants to know about my language, my culture. And it really helped me to develop those lifelong friendships, make those memorable Hallmark stories. And truly, it was critical to my experiences abroad.
Okay. So with those out of your comfort zone moments, what tips would you like to share to anyone learning a new language?
Never think it's too late. is one of the number ones. There's two number ones. It's never too late. And the second is just do it. Speak. Many people, myself included, are hesitant in thinking, I'm not going to go to a place that speaks this language or try to speak with a speaker of this language until I am fluent, until I am Rosetta Stone ready.
Right.
But the true key is to just go and try. If you mess up a word, the next time you say it, you'll remember that mess up and say the correct word. It's really that concept of practice makes perfect. And then in addition, you know, find someone to assist you. Language is all about communicating with others. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, practice my languages now on my own. Mm-hmm. But the real magic is from speaking with someone else. So find a partner in that culture, a speaker of that language, that then you can begin to work with, even informally, you know, sending messages in that language or just sharing some neat words and phrases for you to be more informed on the culture.
And plus, not only are you learning a new language, but you're building your own character, because you're learning a lot about yourself, because you can laugh
at
yourself.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. So any lessons learned or nobody told me or I didn't know moments when you lived abroad?
Quite a few. Yeah, definitely. Quite a few. I know that, again, with the languages I had studied formally, so being Spanish and Chinese, that the lesson learned is formal education does not equal foreign fluency. So with being abroad in those places, again, how I had described Peru and thinking, wow, I will be an interpreter for my team. And then in China, wow, let me go over here and I'll be, you know, just speaking, you know, KTV karaoke songs in no time. That having that formal education doesn't imply fluency, which isn't a bad thing. It actually then just means that even if you aren't taking formal classes, then you also have an equal opportunity to learn based on the energy you put into it. And accelerated so by then being in those locations where you're constantly surrounded by it, would be then the greatest lesson that I have taken away from then learning these languages. Even now, as I'm adding French and Arabic to my repertoire, you know, studying those on my own, with recognizing that right now, even in informal study and self-study, that the best way is still to get out, find a learner in order to practice.
Okay. So I thank you so much for coming on the show. But before we go, how can we contact you again?
Yes, you can contact me at OmegaMindOnline.com.
Okay. Thank you for coming on the show, Omega.
Of course. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you for listening to Your Expat Expert Podcast. We would love to hear about your international experience. Email us your story to yourexpatexpert@gmail.com. Enjoy your journey because your new life is about to begin.